We're all kind of excited here today, but next order of business is a prayer by the chaplain. Today's chaplain is Reverend Craig Richter from the Grace Lutheran Church in St. Paul. Welcome.
I'm doing all right. Good to be here. It's a privilege to be in your presence. It's interesting that I have been able to come here for a couple years now and to see faces that are familiar, some, of course, that I would have recognized that aren't here, and others amongst you that are brand new. With that in mind, that we are a new body of people, let us pray. Lord God, there are times when we are pretty sure of ourselves and we have a sense of what it is that we want to do. We think that we can count on, or at least that we understand, the people around us and that we know how to proceed. But when some of those people that we have counted on are gone and people that we don't know arrive, we enter into a learning process that is not so easy. So we pray, God, that you give these people wisdom to know when to speak and when to remain silent. Give them patience as they begin to understand both themselves and one another. May they regard one another with respect, that even in spite of their differences or sometimes the way they treat one another, they remember the high office to which they have been called and the people they serve. Please bless each and every one of them. May they work for the good of the people of this state. We entrust them to you. Please bless them now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Very nice message.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olsen G, Olsen M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. A quorum is present.
Quorum is present.
We should take a time out.
Okay. The first order of business today is executive and official communications. All of these are on today's agenda. They will be referred as indicated. The next order of business is messages from the House. Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House of Representatives of the State of Minnesota is now duly organized pursuant to law and has elected the following officers: Margaret Anderson Kelleher, Speaker; Alvin A. Mathewicz, Chief Clerk; Patrick D. Murphy, First Assistant Chief Clerk; Gail C. Romanowski, Second Assistant Chief Clerk; Eric O. Bergstrom, First Assistant Sergeant at Arms; Julia Miller, Second Assistant Sergeant at Arms and Postmaster; Solving Kong, Assistant Postmaster; and Heather L. Ball, Index Clerk. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the Speaker has appointed Sandra A. Dickey as Chief Sergeant-at-Arms. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 3, relating to adjournment for more than 3 days. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Let me just say that we're going to let everybody get by a little bit today with this talking, but going forward, we're going to insist that if you want to have your discussions, you go in the back room or out in the front hall or somewhere else, but give you a little leeway. This is probably the only day you're going to get it. The next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of motions on today's agenda. Without objection, they will be referred to the Rules Committee. The next order of business is an introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed today on the gray agenda. They're referred to the committee. Without objection, they'll be referred to the committees as indicated. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interests. Without objection, before Senator Pogemiller, Senator Limmer will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I just wanted to bring up a point Senator Senjum and I have been visiting about, and I know this happens every year or two, but we're going to try it again. Our intent is to have only senators on the floor, unless a staff person needs to be here for a particular piece of legislation, not including the press, obviously, not including the press. Matter of fact, the press will want to be here because there will only be senators here, and it'll be quiet. And Senator Senjum actually brought this up in a meeting, so we're serious about this. You have email, you have phones, you have instant messaging, you have your office. The Senate floor is not your office. And so we really are going to try, and the sergeants are going to be instructed to ask people not to be on the Senate floor. If you need to talk to somebody on your staff who's not directly involved in the bill that we're working on, please step off the Senate floor. And I think it will make it easier, Senator Senjum and I think it will make it easier for the members to do their work on the Senate floor, because we're going to go to something, some of the more senior members, remember something called general orders? Senator Olson, yes, we're going to use general orders. And so to do general orders, you need the kind of quiet that's in the chamber right now. And so we're really going to try to make sure that only staff people that are here for the particular bill we're working on are here. Everybody's got TVs out there. They can figure out what's going on. Also on the introductions today, where the executive has sent us communications with regards to appointments. The committees will be asked to process those sooner rather than later. We are communicating with the governor's office, encouraging him to send his commissioner confirmations to us. It would be nice if we could get all of that done in the first few weeks here. There's absolutely no reason not to process all of that stuff. So committee chairs, look at what's been referred to you and in the policy committees, and please go to work on those immediately. Senator Senjum, anything that you wanted to add?
That's fine. Senator Pogemiller.
Then, Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn till Monday, January 8th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate's adjourned.